are the lowest stages of abstinence. And the highest stages of abstinence are the lowest stages of certainty. And the highest stages of certainty are the lowest stages of satisfaction. Asceticism in the Book of God is, so that you should not grieve over that which is lost from you, and that you should not rejoice in what He has given you.
And what are the best deeds according to you?
They're the best deeds according to God. Praise be to God. For there is no better deed, after knowing Allah and His Messenger, than to detest this life. This is made up of several branches. And the sins are also made up of branches. The first disobedience towards Allah was arrogance. And this was Satan's sin when he denied Allah and was proud, as one of the unbelievers. Then envy was Adam's child's sin, when he envied his brother and killed him. From these levels came the love of women, the love of life, the love of leadership, the love of comfort, the love of empty talk, the love of the sublime, and the love of wealth. These became seven branches, which were all connected to the love of life. So after learning this, the prophets and scholars concluded that the love of life is the root of all evil.
Do you believe what Ali said? That God is testing us, so that He can separate good from evil. We saw you talking to him. What did he tell you?
What can a man say when tribulations are poured down on him? They killed his father and his loved ones. And they put their heads in boxes so he could see them in every direction he looked. And after that, he thanks his Lord. In you I seek refuge. And it is you whom I fear. And in you I seek help. And it is you. You whom I worship.
Keep smearing it on her eyes, and with the Lord's permission, she will be cured. I will pray for her.
Will I get cured, dear aunt? Will I get cured?
With Allah's permission, Rukaya. With Allah's permission.
Thank you. Allah's greatest, and we thank He who has damned you and allowed the Caliph to triumph.
Oh, Sheikh, have you read the Quran?
And what do you have to do with the Quran?
Have you read? Say, I do not ask of you any reward but for the love of my family.
Yes, I have read that.
We are the family, Sheikh. And have you read this? Allah only desires to keep the uncleanliness away from you, O people of the house, and to thoroughly purify you.
Yes, I have also read that.
We are the people of the house whom Allah has specified with the verse of purity.
Damn me! Damn me! Are you really these people?
By Allah, we are definitely those. By the right of my grandfather, Allah's messenger.
Your grandfather? Allah's messenger? Allah, I dissociate myself from the Prophet's enemies. Oh Allah, I dissociate myself from the Prophet's enemies.
You have paid the price for your rebellion, Hussein. I did not think that Abu Abdullah would ever reach this age. A ripe age where his hair and head would be colored by the black henna.
Are you playing with Hussein's head? By Allah, your stick has just hit the very same mouth. I used to see Allah's messenger kiss tenderly. While you, Yazid, will have Ibn Ziyad as an intercessor on Judgment Day. Allah's messenger will be the intercessor of these people. May misery fall upon you, Yazid. May misery fall upon you, Yazid. May misery fall upon you, Yazid. May misery fall upon you.
Oh, Ali, it's your father who severed the relationship with my family, ignored my status and fought my power, so you've witnessed what Allah did to him.
No calamity befalls the earth or yourselves without it already existing in a scripture before we bring it into existence. This is all very easy for Allah. Therefore, you should not grieve over that which is lost, and you should not rejoice in what He has given you. Allah does not love any self-conscious boaster.
Any calamity that falls upon you, you get from the work of your own hands.
This is about those who oppress others, not about those who get oppressed.
If only my grandparents in Badr could have witnessed how Hazra went into a desperate panic.